Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today you're going to get some surprising information from Michael Mack. He's the owner of the world-famous Mack's Pond. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This is Liz. Liz is what you might call an enthusiast. She's enthusiastic about her rose garden, her book club, and her colossal collection of colorful scrubs. She's also enthusiastic about helping her fellow Nevadans protect their health. That's why when she votes in our upcoming primary election, Liz will be enthusiastically mailing her vote in. Voting by mail is simple, convenient, and the smartest possible way to safeguard everyone's health. So be like Liz. Mail it in, Nevada.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Michael Mack. He is owner of world-famous Mack's Pond. It's not in downtown Las Vegas. It's not on the Strip. It's on Sahara and Jones, which is kind of central Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Glad to be here, Sam.
Let's start out first. And explain what kind of clientele in normal times, if we can ever think of normal times again, who are the kind of people that come to your store either to pawn things or to buy things?
Well, you know, the pawn industry's changed a lot in the last, say, 10 years. It was typically you went there for jewelry and firearms and electronics, TVs and laptops, bicycles, all kinds of things. The business has evolved because the price of a TV, a 50-inch TV that you can get at Costco now for $400, doesn't have the loan value that it had back 20 years ago when we used to always have our TV for 8 to 10 years, kind of like how we used to have cars for 8 to 10 years. So we're looking at different values on our items that we give loans on, the collateral that people bring us to get loans. So Mack's Pond's evolved into a luxury store, a high-end luxury store, one of the highest-end luxury stores in the country. And we sell pre-owned. We call it pre-loved merchandise. So designer handbags, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Coach, Michael Kors. So we have a store that looks like a designer store versus a old-school pawn shop.
Yeah, and I know from seeing what you post on Facebook, and you do a great job on Facebook promoting the store, that you know, you're looking at items 15, 20,000 plus for watches, handbags, things like that, that are not what one would traditionally think of with a pawn store.
What's interesting is, you know, when I travel a lot to Japan because I buy merchandise in Japan because I can't get enough product here in the U.S. They've been in the pre-loved business for almost a decade ahead of us. So what that means is the little girls in Japan have gotten a Louis Vuitton bag sooner than the U.S. girls. And so they're a decade ahead. And so we sell a handbag anywhere from a Coach bag that's $200 or $300 retail, which is a lot of money, for $75 to $100. And we have sold handbags for as much as $150,000.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you just don't think about that in terms of the business. And I would never have thought about that. I mean, like I say, from what I've seen you posting, I know that you have high-end stuff. I hadn't thought of you as a luxury store, but that's obviously where this business is trended. One of the things that you sell are guns. And that's always been a thing for pawn shops. Normally, one would expect to see when a Democratic administration comes in, an increase in sales in weaponry, and when a Republican administration comes in, perhaps not so much. What did you see with the Trump administration coming in, and what are you seeing now based upon the unrest that's happening, not only across the country, but obviously very much so in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, you hit on the head. You know, depending on the administration, right or left, firearms have a higher need. But what's happened this summer, or I shouldn't say this summer, what's happened this spring with the coronavirus is firearm sales went off the chart. This is an interesting fact, Sam, you'll like this. When I was a kid, there was 23 major manufacturers of firearms. Colt and Winchester and Browning and all those brands that we all know of. Now there's 2,300 makers of AR-15s alone. So there's a lot more manufacturers. The price of firearms have gone down with the administration, so they're a lot more affordable, but the demand has been crazy. So what I see it's gonna happen is, similar to like bicycles, a lot of bicycles have been purchased, a lot of laptops have been purchased for the coronavirus because they needed more than one laptop in their home. There's gonna be a lot of people that purchased firearms in the last 3 or 4 months that are gonna bring them back and sell them or pawn them. Handguns, firearms are one of two items that are the best, or three items that are best to get a loan on and have a return rate. We're a little bit different than a typical pawnbroker. The typical pawnbroker wants to buy your item for as least he can and sell it for the most he can. And he doesn't care about the relationship. When we got in the business 30 years ago, we said that the asset isn't the firearm or the handbag. The asset's the customer. So how do we give them a loan that they can come back and get and return and do business with us again? So with firearms, jewelry, and handbags, about 85% of the people who pawn with us come back and return and get their items. And that makes us all happy.
So let me ask you this. Have you seen an uptick in the last couple of weeks, or really about the last week and a half, since the shooting in Minnesota, of people coming in to buy weaponry?
Yeah, they're coming in, but we don't have guns from the last 2 months. We've been out for a while, and and people aren't loaning on them, and people aren't selling them. So it kind of ended our cycle. We have to be able to buy them and give loans on them for them to fall out and come out, and so we can resell them. So everyone's out of guns. It'd be interesting to see what the gun dealers, you know, in the areas are saying.
Well, and this has been, you know, I wouldn't even have thought about this until you just brought it up. But obviously, we have seen supply chain issues in so many different things, obviously from toilet paper to hand sanitizer, et cetera. And one presumes that gun manufacturers are the same as every other business, which is, for the most part, they know what amount of weapons to produce each year and how they will be purchased. And the same with bullets. When you have a rush like this, it just destroys the supply chain, correct?
Exactly. I went, you know, bought a new bicycle, a new mountain bike, and I was talking to the owner, and I wanted to get the new one. And he goes, well, the new one's not going to be out. I said, well, let me have the best of the 2020. He goes, we're out of those too. He goes, Specialized never assumed they'd have this kind of demand for bicycles. And they're just not prepared. And of course, they're hit with the coronavirus too. And they can't put people to work like they'd like to. So you're absolutely right. The supply chain across the board has been affected.
And the difficulty for companies is that if they try to convert to increase the production line, they don't know when this emergency is going to be over. And they could end up being stuck with a ton of inventory that could affect them for several years down the road. So it's you know, a real dilemma for them.
It is a dilemma. You know, if they start production now, those bikes or what, those guns won't be done until probably the first of the year. So like you say, where are we going to be? We had no idea we'd be 9 days ago. We never had an idea that we were all thinking we were picking up the pieces from the coronavirus and we're going to start opening our businesses. And here we get hammered again. So it's really a tough time for us.
And who would have thought? I know that you're a gym rat. I'm a gym rat. And we've all been scrambling to get equipment to be able to use at home. And who knew that toilet paper and free weights were going to be the most in-demand items?
You know, I also own a hot Pilates and yoga studio, one of the largest in Las Vegas, called 103. And we just opened on Monday. And being at 50%, which, you know, in a yoga studio, we had a studio that holds 70, and we have a studio that holds 40. And we're running at 16 in our big room and 11 in our little room. You can't make money. It's hard to sustain. So it's hard. We've heard this from the restaurateurs. You know, restaurateurs, you know, at 50%, they can't make money. I mean, their restaurants, as we know, they're not a huge margin business. They make 20, 30%. That's huge. You knock them down to 50% capacity, it's hard to make money.
And going back to the gym for just a second, and obviously I agree with you on the restaurant situation. I don't see how the gyms are going to be able to stay in business, because their monthly fees to members to get people in the door are minimal at best. They make money on selling products, selling classes, things like that. 24-hour hasn't even opened up in Nevada. It did open up in Texas. But I'm just concerned that these gyms are going to go out of business. And part of the problem with this whole coronavirus situation is, you know, obviously the plan was to stop people being in the hospitals and overwhelming the hospitals. That was the whole idea of locking people down. But at this point, you know, there's a lot of health issues associated with gyms. People go there, especially in my age group, 60 plus, to stay healthy for the rest of their lives. And you're going to see a lot of problems coming up in that age group from people who were exercising and trying to take care of themselves, now have nowhere to go.
I never thought of that, you know, about that, because we're all trying to, you know, increase our lifespan. You know, we have two gyms that opened up here in Vegas, big ones, Lifetime Fitness and Las Vegas Athletic Club. And so the protocol there is you have to sign up. You get 1 hour in the gym. Every other day they alternate the machines you can use, and then they clean those machines right behind you. And that type of overhead increase, I don't think they're going to be in there wrong. I honestly believe, though, they had to come out with stiff regulations to start with, and hopefully within weeks, they're going to let 75% of the capacity of restaurants and businesses. And the governor has a tough task. He really does.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, you know, eventually it's going to come down to a political decision, because every elected official wants to get reelected because they all think that, you know, there's something that they haven't gotten done in this current term, so therefore they need to have another term to get it done. So if they keep forcing these restrictions on the public, when the public are seeing hospitals now begging for patients because elective surgeries are necessary to stop these hospitals from going bankrupt, I think they're going to have to start loosening up the rules. And I agree with you. I think it's going to be sooner than later.
Well, I think we all know government's not the best at running businesses. So when they start running your business, you know, we're in trouble. But like I say, very difficult when you're mixing public and our lives and what's good for everyone. I wouldn't want to be a public official anymore.
Well, I wouldn't want to be one either, but I like to report on them. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Michael Mack after this timeout.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Mack. He is the owner of world-famous Mack's Pond in Las Vegas. So tell me about, we're in this unique situation as far as unemployment goes because people are actually making more money on unemployment than they were from their regular jobs because of this $600 a week extra money that people are getting. So has that slowed down the flow into your business of people needing money because of that?
100%. You know, Sam, if you asked me before this thing started and as we were going into it, I was lining my drawers with cash thinking that we were going to loan out so much money because people would be in need. And I thought that the whole time until it hit. And when reality hit was that my customers, so my loans are down to nothing. No one is getting loans. No one is selling items. Really, just it's down to a bare bones. Our sales are off the chart. And so this is what I believe has happened. Unemployment has risen. We have, 40 million in the U.S. But more importantly, my customer, the working class, the middle class man, is rich. He has more money than he's ever had. He's getting $1,000 a week. So he's not coming and getting a loan. But I'll tell you what, I've had, I was in the store one afternoon. I had two couples back to back. They both got their stimulus money, the $1,200. They both spent $2,400 in my store, one after another. People are spending it. So I think we're in week 5 of the 13 week, what they say will be the $600 of unemployment. So we're kind of gauging our loans to pick up after that stops. Because we know that the typical American spends more than he has and will be using my business. We're the working man's bank. They'll be back to getting us loans with us again.
You know, it's interesting you say that because if you remember back during Kenny Gwynn's reign as governor, he raised taxes and raised so much tax money that wasn't needed that he gave a $300 rebate to every citizen in the state who had a registered vehicle. So the average family got at least $600 if they had two cars. And that month, it turned out, was one of the biggest months ever for the casino industry. So with the casino industry shut down at the point where these $1,200 checks are going out, it doesn't surprise me, and I'm interested to hear, the businesses like yours, and I'm sure online businesses, have done very well out of this. But then again, that was kind of the idea, was a stimulus.
I almost felt bad watching people spend money in my store thinking, why don't you hang on to it? This is not forever. I'm just trying to, take the humble approach. My brother-in-law owns Timber's Bar and Grills. He has about 8 units in Las Vegas, and he's opening up today as we speak. And I had this conversation. I said, I bet your slot drops are going to be the biggest ever. I think people are going to rush in to spend.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, looking at just the empirical evidence from Arizona, from Harrah's down in San Diego, the casinos that reopened in Idaho, the slot routes in Montana, are all showing drops that are higher than pre-COVID. Okay, I'm going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back more with Michael Mack after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor.
Come visit Design Outdoors store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Mack. Some of you may remember him as a former Las Vegas City Councilman. He's the owner of world-famous Mack's Pond. He also owns a yoga emporium. We were talking in the break here before we came back on about, you know, what the marketing strategy is. And I think you were talking about this for your store, but I think that it's for everybody, which is, don't tell us about free food. Don't tell us about great gambling, entertainment. Tell us that you have the cleanest facility that anybody's ever walked in, right?
100%. You know, we really marked our store early on because we were open during the quarantine because we're an essential business. We're like a bank. We're the people's bank. We're a pawn shop. But you, my store, we have this thing called a sanitation station where you wipe hands with disinfectant. We have masks, we have gloves, we have marked off throughout the store the distance separation, and that's at my 103 Hot Pilates and Yoga Studio. In that place, you have to be super clean. We're cleaning around the clock. We're cleaning around people. People scared still. You know, just because we lifted to level two and it's becoming looser and you can be around people, there you have to be respectful to those that never left their homes and are still afraid. And so that's why we've made sure both our businesses are the cleanest in town.
Well, and you know, there's a couple of things to go along with this. Yes, 100%, that wherever you go in America, it's going to be the cleanest place you've ever been to in your life, whether it's an airplane, an airport, or a store. But also, I think that it points out something that television stations and radio stations and newspapers haven't really gotten at this point, which is that they are now the number one advertising medium because they have managed through their coverage to scare the heck out of the entire population. And 50% of the population, and I don't think I'm off on that number, are scared to death to come out of their houses at this point in time. They're going to, but they are very cautious. The other half have more confidence and they're willing to, you know, go out there and give it a shot. But I can tell you within my own household that rubber gloves are essential and masks are essential, and there's not a great comfort level with going to a restaurant to have a meal right now, even though we are officially opened up. So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
I'm excited about this getting behind us. I haven't seen anything hit our economy worse than this. Las Vegas, Reno's going to be affected greatly, but Las Vegas with our jumbo casinos and this Las Vegas Strip, they're not going to come bouncing back. There's no nightclubs. There's no pools. There's no entertainment. There's no sporting events. So when you come to Las Vegas with your friends and say, hey, let's go to Vegas for the weekend, you can stay in a hotel. Yes, you'll stay in a hotel. Protocol will be different. Gaming will be spaced out. There won't be as much gaming. And it's not going to be as much fun. So we appreciate, I know the state of Nevada will appreciate any tourism we can get back and help us get back on our feet.
Okay, so I'll throw out one extra thing to that, which is that I think that one of Las Vegas's great strengths is its entrepreneurship and its willingness to recreate itself. And I think that you're going to see the entertainment industry, the actual entertainers, come up with creative ways to provide entertainment, whether it be a rave at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that has half the people of EDC, or if it's in a park where there's a great ability to do social distancing. I think that over the next few months, we're going to see lots of things popping up. I know that they just canceled Hot August Nights for Reno, and I will not be shocked to see some locals decide that after having the casinos run it for so many years, that maybe it's time for a locals crawl of old cars and a locals band celebration in Rancho San Rafael or something like that. I am optimistic that the creative community will find a way to make this work, and I think we'll come back quicker than people are expecting. We're out of time. I really appreciate you doing this, man, and I look forward to you coming back. It was great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Sam. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.